The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host with today's topic.
All right, so we are here with Stephanie Richter. Let's make sure we got everything working good and going here. Stephanie Richter is a foster parent here in Huron County, and she is also part of the CASA program here in Huron County. She's joining us this morning for What Do You Think? To discuss a little bit about how foster parenting works, what it's about, and what the CASA program is about here in Huron County. So, Stephanie, if you'd like to kick it off, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So, I am a licensed foster parent in Huron County. I also do recruitment for Ennis Center, and that is to recruit, educate, and retain foster parents. And I also am a Huron County CASA volunteer that is a court-appointed special advocate for the kids in need.
Very awesome. Could you tell us a little bit about the CASA program? Because this is a new program here in the in Huron County.
Yes.
And so what does CASA mean?
So it's court-appointed special advocate, and it's to help kids in care that need to have an advocate in court. We learn, engage, and help everybody on the case to find out what is the best situation for the kids that come into care.
Very cool, very cool. And you, we were talking before the show, and you said you guys should be receiving your first CASA case?
Yes, hopefully soon, yes.
Very awesome. And you and four other women were inducted recently, I want to say the beginning of this month, actually.
Yes, I believe so.
Into the CASA program, and it is the first here in the Thumb to be included on the CASA list. What I took away, because I sat in on the induction, I can't believe that only 29 counties out of the 81 counties here in Michigan are taking advantage of a program that is meant for, you know, to help children, to give them a voice in the courtroom.
Oh, absolutely. It should be everywhere. It is a very good program.
I agree, too. She has some statistics for us as well. Michigan has approximately 10,500 children in foster care at any given time. Huron County, as of last month, has 37 kids in foster care. Would you like to touch on those numbers a little bit?
So as of right now, that could have changed within the last couple weeks. There's 37 kids in Huron County. I want to say about 20 of those, or there's 20 houses in Huron County for foster care. We are really looking to get more sibling houses and teenage houses. A lot of people don't want to touch on that, but we need more families taking teenagers in the sibling groups so kids can stay together.
And I do want to mention that Stephanie here is, in my eyes, a very strong woman. One, being a foster parent, I'm sure takes a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. And what is your age group that you said you touch
on? So I touch on 8 years old to 18-year-old girls. I take mostly teenagers. They usually call me for the teenagers. I thoroughly enjoy taking the teenagers. They're a lot of fun. You get to sleep in on Saturdays, too.
I can imagine. I'm sure some of the conversations, because they're transitioning from almost child to teenager to young adult. So I'm sure you see some of that transition as well.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, it was eye-opening, the first teenager I got, because I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. We're prom dress shopping. I've never done this. This shall be fun. But it really opened your eyes, just the bonding you can do with a teenager as well, if you just get on their level.
Interesting. This is very interesting. I'm excited for this program in Huron County. I feel like children in the foster care system are sometimes forgotten about, especially when they age out of the foster system.
Absolutely.
So we need foster parents who care, and CASA volunteers who care about the well-being of the children in Huron County throughout the state of Michigan.
Absolutely. If we could just help one kid, each of us, then I think we're making a difference.
So how long have you been a foster parent for?
I've been a foster parent for 3 years, but I actually aged out of the foster care system, so it's something very close to my heart.
Yes, I can only imagine. So here in Michigan, is it difficult to become a foster parent?
It's not difficult. It's just time-consuming and tedious. Usually they say about 6 to 9 months from beginning to end of the process. Most of it is paperwork. We all hate it, but it's definitely worth it.
So when you receive a child who comes to you to foster care, what is that process like?
So that process is they usually call you and they tell you a little bit. They normally don't have all the information, and they'll call you and let you know that this child's within what you are seeking to help out. And then within a couple hours or the next day, you get a child placed at your home. And then for the next week or two, your world is twisted upside down for a little bit, but in a good way.
And how do the kids adapt?
It takes a minute, but you can slowly start seeing them adapt to everything and getting a stable living environment. You could just see the turnaround that they do, whether it's from grades or social skills or being comfortable eating. Like, the list can go on. But you see it, and it's eye-opening, and it warms your heart.
So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but have you had any girls or foster kids who have aged out?
Yes, I have. And I have seen them do wonderful.
That's good.
Yes.
That's awesome. And I don't mean to put you on the spot again, but how long would you say that your longest term or the longest you have had a child placed in your
just family? Right at 2 years.
Right at 2 years?
Yes. But that can vary. It could be from a couple months to 2 years to aging out, just depending on the situation, because we do want to strive on reunification. But if that's not possible, then they go for different routes in life.
So for foster parents out there that may be listening or would like to become a foster parent, what do you say is the most difficult part of foster parenting?
Understanding what they have been through. You can't put yourself in their shoes, but just to understand, that's the hardest thing.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, especially being a child and coming from an array of situations to somewhere that's unknown to you.
Right.
So to be there for them and to try to understand, or just to be there to listen to comprehend what they've been through.
And that's the hardest part, is hearing everything, understanding it. It's eye-opening. You will have times where you're laughing and you'll have times you are crying. It's kind of like a roller coaster, but at the end, that roller coaster, you get off of it and you see a kid thriving, is all worth it.
It just makes you want to
do more.
Help more, right?
Yes.
And what do you think is the most rewarding?
Seeing them thrive is definitely the most rewarding, whether that's little things. Just learning how to talk about their feelings, to getting better grades in school, to just hanging out and being quote unquote what we would think is a normal child. There really isn't a normal child, but just to have that a little bit of normalcy is great.
Very awesome. Well, she has a process list of if you would like to become a foster parent. There are ways that you can help. You can start by calling the Foster Care Navigator at 855-MICH-KIDS, MICHKIDS. Like we had touched on earlier, Huron County has 37 kids in foster care as of last month. Are those kids that need to be placed?
No, those are kids that are already placed.
Okay, so those are kids that are placed. But that number fluctuates, I'm sure, on a weekly
basis.
Yeah,
it goes down or goes up.
Right.
Just depends on the situation.
So I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you do have numbers, do you have any numbers about kids that have been returned back?
I don't have that, no. Mm-hmm. I do have the investigations that in the last month were 25, and 37 of those are actually in care. Okay. There are, as of right now, 4 teenagers, 14 to 17, in care. So that number doesn't sound like a lot, but a lot of those numbers could have gone to other counties just because we don't have adequate housing for teenagers or even sibling sets, just more than one child. If you can do it, I encourage you guys to take in teenagers. It's fun.
Yeah, I feel like that would be different. Interesting.
Yes.
Because you're hitting an age when you're starting to kind of feel out your independence, find your voice, especially in young women.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's why I say you're a strong woman to take on teenagers, especially young women.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to touch more on some numbers in the counties. We're going to touch on how to become a foster parent as well and what it takes to become a foster parent. We're here with Stephanie Richter. She is a foster parent here in Huron County and part of the CASA program, which is an awesome program that we haven't seen in the Thumb before. So we'll talk about that right after this.
Good morning. We're lining up for some beautiful weather here through the second half of the week. A secondary cold front moves through this afternoon with little more than a few passing clouds. Otherwise, high pressure controls the pattern through Friday. Our next system could bring some showers late Saturday into Saturday evening. Sunny skies today, 77 to 81 this afternoon. West to northwest winds at 10 to 20. Chance of rainfall, zero. Clear, 49 to 53 tonight. A light northwest breeze, chance of rainfall, zero. Sunshine, upper 70s tomorrow. Light west to northwest winds, chance of rainfall, zero. Clear, 58 to 62 tomorrow night. Sunny on Friday, middle to upper 80s. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Warmer weather is here and dreams turn to muscle cars. Old school, record cherry muscle cars with a rag top to soak up the sun in and power to spare. Just imagine you cruising the beach in a candy apple red 1988 IROC Z Camaro with a black rag top and matching black interior. Feel the power of the Chevy's V8 5.7 liter 230 horse engine. The ease of the automatic. The grip of the posi rear end. Its eye-catching style and those mag wheels.
Come on, Dave, step out of it. You know the WLEW AM 1340 and Cruise 102 are giving away the exact IROC Z you just described later this summer.
Yeah, and all you have to do is be at least 18 years old to register at townwide area events, local merchants, or on air this summer. Of course, no purchase is necessary. Listen to win the red 1988 Camaro IROC Z350 convertible this summer on Cruise 102.1 FM and the Thumb's hottest country, AM 1340.
Register to win the 1988 IROC Z convertible during the Elkton Autumn Fest at the following area businesses: Bailey Insurance, Agra Valley Communication, AVS Tech Team, All of Pigeon.
If you're currently visiting multiple websites every day just to get the information you want about the Thumb, stop. Go to thumbnet.net, your guide to the Thumb of Michigan. You'll find all the information you need in one place. You can listen to full local newscasts or read single full-length stories you missed. Check out the latest forecast, obituaries, golf courses, outdoor activities, and more. Plus, save time and money by clicking on thumbnet.net's coupons and flyers page. Thanks to ThumbNet, you can get all the information you need about the Thumb on any computer, cell phone, or personal portable device. And just like the radio, it's always free. So next time you want to know anything about the Thumb area, click on your guide to the Thumb of Michigan, thumbnet.net. Check out the hot deals on thumbnet.net's coupons and flyers page and find great deals at Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Sebring, Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, Brown's Market in Deckerville and Harbor Beach, and Caseville Family Market. They're all in PDF format and printer friendly. Open them from your computer, laptop, smartphone, or any personal portable device. And you'll find them all on your guide to great savings in the Thumb, thumbnet.net.
And we are back on this Wednesday morning here with Stephanie Richter. She is a foster parent here in Huron County. She's also part of the first five that were inducted into the CASA program, which is the court-appointed...
Special advocate.
Special advocates. I always forget the special advocate. The court-appointed special advocates, they were inducted at the beginning of the month, and they are the ones who are here for the kids to give them a voice, to make sure they are heard in court. I know that Judge Prill and Tim Murkowski are a big part as the push for the CASA program.
Yes, they were highly on board for getting the CASA program to Huron County.
Which is awesome. Amazing from a judge and a prosecuting attorney to back a wonderful program that we do need here in Huron County.
Yes, absolutely.
So, if you are interested in becoming a foster parent or looking to help, you can call the Foster Care Navigator. The phone number is 855-MICH-KIDS, MICHKIDS. Navigators are experienced foster care parents who can answer questions to help you find agencies and provide guidance along the journey to become a foster parent. And so what are some of the steps it takes to become a foster parent, Stephanie?
So after you talk to a foster care navigator and ask her any questions that you may have, you identify an agency that you may want to work with, whether that's DHHS or a private agency like Ennis Center. Then once you pick an agency, you can attend one of their orientations and ask that agency or DHS any of the specific questions, the nitty-gritty ones you want to ask. And then you fill out the big license application. That's always fun because they'll ask you everything that you possibly never thought that they would ask you, but they will. And then you have an on-home evaluation. So they come to your home, just make sure that you have beds and running water and adequate housing to house kids. And then you do a training called Grow. I believe it's 24 hours now. Some of it is online, some of it is in person. And then after that, you do some fingerprints, background checks, and you should be good to go.
So it's just it's a process.
It's a process, yes.
It's not too hard or long, but no. it is a process.
It is not a full-time job process. You do a little bit here, a little bit there, and like I said, 6 to 9 months is their normal goal. Sometimes it takes a little longer just depending on your schedule, but it seems overwhelming, but if it's true to your heart and a passion you want to do, it's not too bad.
Right, right. So what does it take for someone to be a foster parent?
A lot of patience, compassion, and willing to learn about trauma, willing to learn about why kids are in care, and not being judgmental, and just willing to help.
I feel like listening is probably another big
listening, skill. Yes. Communication, letting them know that you're there for them, whether it's the kids or the parents, because at the end of the day, foster care, you do want to strive for reunification with parents. So with that, you help the kids and you help a family unit. It's beautiful.
So do you see a lot of kids return back home here in Huron County?
I personally can't really say. I would like to say yes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Is there anything else that you would like to touch on? I know you had some statistics from some of the other counties as well.
Yes, and I also have ways that you can help if you aren't really on board to do foster care just yet, or it's something that you're still thinking about. There's things you can donate, like luggage, so kids, if they do get removed, they're not removed in garbage bags, and then we can have some luggage. So it makes it's already a bad time in their life. We don't want to make it any worse by doing it with garbage bags. So if you have any luggage laying around, DHS, or they can take it, or other private agencies. Mentoring teens is always nice. And then providing respite, which is, you know, basically babysitting for a foster family to help them out if they need time off. Just, you know, for a date night or something like that, just to help them out a little bit. But in Lapeer County and Tuscola County, Lapeer has 41 kids in care and Tuscola County has 21. This is as of last month, so that number could have fluctuated just a little bit. But like I said, those numbers could be a little different if we didn't have homes for teens when they were removed. They could be in a whole different county instead of a county that they grew up in.
Okay, so if there wasn't anything available in Huron County, if there was something in Tuscola or Sanilac,
they might have to be placed there, yes. Right. Which then they don't like to do. They like to keep the kids within their same area so that, like I said, they're already going through a hard time. Right. So they don't want to make it any harder by having to make them change schools and doctors and friends. They want to try to keep them closer. So if we can get more homes for teenagers and sibling groups in Huron County, which is our current need right now, that would be amazing.
All right. You had mentioned, too, that CASA is starting another program.
Yes, I actually just talked to the CASA supervisor, Autumn. She said the next class starts September 6th, and she is needing more people. She wants more people. There's 4 right now that have applied to do the CASA class, and we would like to see 4 more.
And as the court-appointed special advocate, what do you guys do in the courtroom for the kids? Or
we get a voice for those kids. We see them every 7 to 10 days. So we get to know them. We get to engage with them. We get to find, you know, talk to their teachers, parents, foster parents, lawyers. We get to really, truly understand these kids and what they need. So in court, we'll be able to stand by and say, this is what we feel the kid needs, and hopefully make them not be a statistic and not fall through those cracks.
So you guys are like the middle ground between the court and the child.
Yes.
Very awesome. Very awesome. And you guys are taking, hopefully you guys are taking on your first case.
Yes.
I'm excited for this too. This is something that I've followed recently closely with you guys being inducted, which is amazing.
Yes. It's great. It's great to have something like this to help our kids.
So the goal of foster parenting here in Huron County is to understand these kids, get them on the right track, see them do well. We don't want kids to fall into statistics. We want to see them do good.
Yes.
For themselves.
Absolutely.
Truly for
them. We want to see them break those cycles.
Yes. Yes. Very strong woman standing in front of me.
Well, thank you.
Major props to you. Taking a teenage young women, being part of the CASA program, just being a foster parent.
Thank you.
In general. I can imagine how rewarding and heart-wrenching it must all be.
Yes. It's amazing, though.
Everything you've said this morning has always come back to it's worth it.
Absolutely.
It is worth it.
It is.
The work, the paperwork, the patience.
Yes.
Even the kids. The kids, they're worth taking.
Oh, that's
the
biggest joy. Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything else you would like to touch on, Stephanie?
I think that's it. Just, you guys, if you guys can help, that's all I ask.
And again, if you are interested, like she said, you could even be a mediator. You could help babysit.
Mm-hmm. Donate.
And donate. Okay, yes. So if they would like to donate, where could they drop that stuff?
Usually at DHHS here in Huron County, but I do know that they had a flood recently. So I'm not really sure. You might need to call them and ask if they have somewhere else that they're storing stuff. I'm not sure if they have another space, but if not, you can always ask them to get in contact with the foster care license lady, which is Patricia Herman, and I'm sure she will get in contact with me and we can figure it out.
Very cool. Very good. Yeah, so, you know, if you do have some donations, what else are you looking for? Are you looking for, like, supply-wise?
It would always be nice, you guys, baby stuff, diapers, that kind of thing for when a kid comes into care, or hygiene stuff, anything for teenagers, book bags, anything that can help a child. Stuffed animals, that's always, I know it's kind of cliche when they get removed, here's a stuffy, but sometimes it can help them.
Something for them to.
Yeah, something for them to keep to themselves. Right. That's just theirs, yeah.
Right. All right, and if you are interested in becoming a foster parent, or looking for different ways you can help that Stephanie hasn't mentioned, which I think she touched on pretty good, the phone number to call is 855-MISH-KIDS. That's MICHKIDS. The navigators will help answer your questions, help you find an agency, provide you with guidance. If you are looking to become a foster parent, and like she said, donations, call up to our Huron County DHHS if you are interested in donating to the foster parents here in Huron County, and I'm sure they would be glad to help you, inform you on where you could drop off donations. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to close out our What Do You Think program. Thank you so much for being here with us, Stephanie.
Thank you for having us.
I'm excited to see where the CASA program goes here in Huron County.
Oh, I am too.
Awesome.
Pretty excited.
Thanks for stopping in today. Thanks for tuning in to our What Do You Think program on this Wednesday morning. And we're going to close it out.